The question is about Akashic Records. You said that some people have access to the Akashic Records, but there are all truths in Akashic Records, but if everything is recorded, there is also lies. And if a person has access to that, can she or he take a lie for a truth and come back and tell everyone that she has the truth, but she has seen a lie?
Very, 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 very good question. That is really a question that everybody should really ponder on that and see, you know, how many people coming and saying, I am the Messiah, I have the truth, I am, you know, I have, you know, access to Akashic record, and I whatever you say the truth and the correct thing. It's just, again, like a computer. It can be many things in one computer, which it is the idea of a person, and some of them are a good idea from the founder of a good software or the creator of that computer. So which one's correct? Are you going to trust anything you find in any computer in its memory as truth and correct and good? No, you cannot. How can you tell, you know, what is correct and good in that memory in the computer, and some of them are not, and they are false? Okay. Now it goes back to the thing that we have discussed many times. Who knows that computer better than everybody else? And who knows the correct and right memory and correct and truth in those memory than the creator of that computer, who put all those initial things into the hard disk? So, now, he cannot talk to us, he cannot discuss with us, he cannot come to us, but his spirit, his mind, is the universal mind. What does he do? He created a system that only through that system the correct part of the Akashic Record can be revealed to humanity. How does he do that? As we said many times, he sends the prophets. He sends the Messiah. He sends the, you know, people that he gives them the correct, most pure information to them, because he knows that person will also really, as Christ said, I can't say anything of myself unless it comes from Father. If it has not come from Father, I couldn't tell you. I cannot lie. Okay. I cannot bring the wrong part of that question that couldn't give it to you as the truth. That's why, what does he do? He prophesies for many, many thousands of years that such a revelation is going to come. I'm going to send a person that he will reveal the truth to you and to humanity. He says there's going to be a lot of false prophets. Who is a false prophet? False prophet is the person who might have access to the Akashic Record too. But what part of the Akashic Record? They think is correct. Not God send them as a person who is chosen by him, handpicked. Okay? There are lots of people in the mission, and his teaching is given to all of them. Are they all preaching exactly what they teach? Do they exactly teach though to humanity? Or they have their own ideas which mix them with my teaching and give it to the to outside? Which one I do trust most? The one who teach my teaching in the purest form, don't I? If I want to choose someone to go and present the mission, who would I choose? The person who are teaching to the purest form. That is why we need, you know, teachers that teach the, you know, though and are teaching in the purest form, and they become the, you know, teachers and missionaries. And are you going to bring a missionary that has an own teaching and doesn't want to listen to what the mission says? Now who do you think God is going to choose to send the correct Akashic Record? He who has experience with him, and he knows that he is his representative, as a messiah, but that doesn't mean that women don't have the ability to, you know, access Akashic record. But apparently, it sounds like God chooses only male in this case. But I'm not a chauvinist, so anti-woman, but it's just as the truth. Anyway, so he chooses, maybe he was man in the very beginning when he chooses to present him. So he chooses him to come and bring the answer to humanity. Okay? And then he prophesies, that's why I asked him, have you fulfilled the prophecy? Okay? If they said they come from Akashic record, what prophecy did you fulfill? When did God said you were going to come? Did he ever, did any scripture said this guy is going to come and preach to you? And whenever he says, he's come through me to humanity. If they haven't got such a validity, it cannot say, yes, I have fulfilled the prophecies. God already told that I will come. Then should you listen to them? No, doesn't matter who they are. As I said, even if it is the head of the Buddhist organization, if it has the 100 million followers, doesn't make a bit of a difference. Did God tell that you're going to come and preach to us and tell the truth from the Akashic record? Did you open the seven seals? Okay. Did you open the book that was, you know, sealed with the seven seals? No, you did not. Therefore, you know, what you say might be the truth, but also it might not be the truth. Because you are not connected to Godhead directly, because he doesn't trust you as the person who brings the purest truth to humanity. The only person who can do that is the one that will tell that he will come, and when he comes, he has no choice but to bring the truth. That's why mission and our teaching, and me as the first channel, is the purest form that comes from God to humanity, and through our teaching, and through the sad songs, and whatever we say. That's why I cannot listen to anybody else. I cannot accept anybody's opinion. You might sometimes feel, I don't listen to your opinions, and I don't care what, you know, your understanding of God is, but because the only thing I have to listen is who? It's God. Okay? And that is what if you believe that I fulfilled the prophecy, if God said that he is going to come and I have come, then what is the purest form of revelation? What do you have to believe? Your own opinion and your understanding, or God's revelation? So you can see that is the only way you can escape the false part of the Akashic record, to by following the scriptures, the prophets, and the messiahs that God sent and brought the purest form and the truth from these records. Otherwise you will be confused, as many people are. They are following a lot of things that is not scripture. It is not sent by God. That's why some people in the internet, they tell me, why do you always, you know, refer to scriptures? You know, scriptures are old, they are not good anymore, if they are past, they are not. No, it's not true. The scriptures were good, are good, will good do forever. So, you can bring your opinion, but you're going to destroy yourself, you're going to destroy the family, you're going to destroy the community, you're going to destroy the nation, you're going to destroy the earth. The only escape is the coming of life, eternal divine path, the seventh seal. Though, that is the human salvation. That is the way you have to concentrate. If you listen to other people's opinion and thinking, and this group or that group, and you're affected because their number is bigger, or the radio and television are propaganding, you know, for them, then you're following false prophets and teachers. You're not understanding God's way. So, you're very correct. Akashic record is a very dangerous place to go. Take the scriptures with you, even when, if you go there. If you find something in that Akashic record is not according to the word of God, it is a false information. Kyosha has something
a follow-up.
Wait a second.
Follow-up?
I missed the last five words.
Well, I don't remember the past five words.
Okay. Let's take yours as a follow-up.
Okay.
So, in regards to the Akashic Records and the idea that there can be truth and lies in there, is it like there might be different levels of the Akashic Records and it's only interesting the first begotten son that we know that we're connected to the highest level by what he shares, or maybe it's even both of what I'm going to say, or is it like the person goes into the Akashic Records and their ego gets in the way and they get something false out of it because of their ego, or do both those things happen? I'm trying to understand the part about picking up the false, because the way I was thinking of it was that you went to the Akashic Records and it was completely pure, and if anybody went there, that they got the purity of God. They knew right away what was false and what was true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the
corner, it says
the good record
and
the bad record.
Why? Yeah,
but I
never realized
what that meant, the good record and
the
bad record.
Very good. They're just suggesting what you're saying in the Quran, that there's good record and a bad record. And the good record kept, of course, that refers to the good you do and the bad you do.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's correct. That's a little different what the discussion is, but still, there is bad records and there is good records, and you can look at it. Okay, well, as I said, when you fall asleep, actually you are downloading your memories and everything to Akashic Record, and Akashic Record is, or subconscious and unconscious mind is trying to correct you. That's why in the psychology, if you study the dreams, are very important in psychology, and some, if you analyze your dream, you might find some subliminal messages related to your dreams, the dreaming, and that can tell you what the problem is. Okay, as we explained, though, there are three really two kind of dream. One is, it's just jumble mumble and have no meaning of them, and the other one is from subconscious mind, that your subconscious mind is occupied. And the Akashic Record knows what your problem is. God's head knows what your problem is. So in a kind of a dream, it symbolically is trying to convey a message to you what is the solution to that problem is. And the third kind of a dream, as we said, it's very intense. It is very deep and powerful. It stays with you for many days and for the rest of your life. Okay? You never forget that dream. That dream is so impressive in your soul. Okay? So, in a sense, Akashic Record is the mind of God is trying to correct the problems all the time and get rid of the untruth and keep the Akashic Record as pure as possible. Okay? But whatever happens in the universe also recorded in the Akashic Record. There's nothing in the universe happens doesn't record in that Akashic Record. Just like that, if you write something in the computer, okay, it is recorded. So even when you delete it, unless you delete it in a specific way, still it is in your desk. Okay? That's why sometimes FBI goes to some people's computer, they delete everything and they think they get relevant, but FBI knows how to get even the deleted thing out of the hard disk and say, hey, look, here you have it, yeah, you can delete it. So it's not So when you go to Akashic Record, especially if you go there when you are not permitted, just like people who use drugs, okay, they enhance their brain and their spiritual functioning, and they recognize and realize things that really they are not supposed to. They're not supposed to do that, but they force themselves into that Akashic Record and those area, and they come out with a false teaching and false understanding of the thing and preach to other people. The other way is when you go to Akashic Record, that is mostly happening in the astral projection, which is in ether. Okay? And your ego creates a universe or an environment that it is so real to you that you think you are receiving the truth, but you are creating your own, false world, in a way. And because you believe in the thing that you want to believe, those revelations are very close to you are the belief. Okay, so you come and say, see, I do astral projection, I go to these places and I see all these masters, and I realistically give me all this truth. But they are not in the scripture. That's why I said the scripture is the yardstick. Okay. If you hear anything, if somebody tells you something, no matter who, the yardstick, our teaching is fits with the scripture perfectly. There's nothing that we teach that it's not scripture. Okay. That is why you have a good yardstick to see what am I saying is correct or not. Okay. Community, marriage, children, taking care of the old, creating a communion of life. All of the scripture is based of the God's word. There's nothing in there that it's not according to God's word. So also there is the purity in Akashic record, but everything is recorded. So you might go to the wrong place and get wrong information, or you might create information with your ego and you think is the truth that it's not. So it is a tricky place, and not everybody should try even approach it without purity of the mind, body and spirit. So the purification, that's why again purification is so important. Your ego, if you have a big ego and you try to go to Akashic record, you become a witch. Okay, which have a power too. That created some power. But they are using that power for what? For self-purification and gaining material thing and selfish thing. So the spiritual path is not an easy path. It's a very dangerous path. But God always sends the guidance through His word and through His prophet that He handpicks. That's why it sometimes amazes me why people accept anybody as a teacher. Without understanding, you know, picking up a teacher is not an easy job. You don't just pick anybody and say, okay, I'll listen to you, but you sound good, or I feel good with you, you have a special energy, your eyes are so bright, and you... This is none of them on the yardstick for choosing a teacher. Okay? The true teacher comes handpicked by God, He is prophesied He will come, and then He will come. He said the word of God again and again and again. And if you go to the scripture, says whatever He says is a scripture. He doesn't say anything of Himself. He says from the Father. So it is another teaching humanity have to learn, that not everybody is a teacher. Being a teacher is not that easy. And not everybody is Messiah, and not everybody can come and say, I have a revelation from God. Doesn't happen that way. He prophesied for a long time, and the person who comes, he has to fulfill the prophecies.